A massive police operation has tracked down a woman allegedly taken hostage along with her mother and two sons in a violent domestic incident on the New South Wales Central West. Early yesterday, a group of men armed with a shotgun, a knife and an axe assaulted a 68-year-old man at a property at Uther. He awoke to find the house destroyed by fire and four members of the family missing. The woman's mother and her two teenage sons were later left on the side of a road, and the woman was found by police in bushland northwest of Sydney overnight. A 44-year-old man found with her has been arrested.
That looked like it was forming.
The high-profile US ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has announced she is quitting from her role and will leave the job by the end of the year. President Donald Trump has revealed the former South Carolina governor told him 6 months ago that she planned to take some time off. Ms. Haley has previously strongly criticised the president's approach to foreign policy, saying it could have a negative effect on US diplomacy. And more than 1,000 protesters have used torches and lamps to disrupt the promotion of an Everest horse race on the sails of the Sydney Opera House. The promotion was approved by the New South Wales government and saw images and the barrier draw for the race projected onto the iconic building. But many Sydneysiders say they don't want the heritage site used to promote gambling. And the Australian Banking Association will seek to change the way institutions manage a customer's estate when they die in the wake of the fees for no service scandal. The ABA is set to overhaul a key section of its recently revamped code of practice and spearhead new legislation to outlaw grandfathered policies.